Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Celeste Studio cancels its upcoming game, Xbox Developer Direct gives us a Doom and a Ninja Gaiden preview, and Marvel Snap gets inadvertently knocked offline in the TikTok ban. Here's the news for Sunday, 26th of January. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Some sad news for indie fans. Extremely OK Games, the studio behind Celeste, have cancelled their upcoming project, Earthblade. After the well-deserved success of Celeste, the Earthblade hype train was in full steam, particularly after a fantastic-looking trailer was shown off at the 2022 Game Awards. But after it was delayed early last year, it seems the situation behind the scenes had taken a nasty turn.
Posting on the Extremely OK Games blog earlier this week, designer Maddie Thornton made the announcement that Earthblade was officially cancelled. Thompson said there had been a major falling out between herself and pixel artist Pedro Medeiros over an IP rights issue. She said that despite reaching a resolution on that issue, the pair has decided it's best to part ways. As a massive Celeste fan, this sucks to hear, but the good news is everyone involved is heading off to work on new projects, which you can read more about in the full announcement in the show notes. Marvel Snap is back up and running in the United States after getting caught in the TikTok ban earlier this week. The game is published by Chinese company Nuverse, which is a subsidiary of TikTok's owner ByteDance. So when TikTok started to get shut down, Marvel Snap became unavailable for anyone in the US and it was removed from the app stores. Luckily, the game is back up and running thanks to the delay in the ban, but it was definitely a surprise to the developers' second dinner.
Since it's come back online, the studio said they're going to ensure all players are compensated for their lost time. And on Discord, Chief Development Officer Ben Rhodes said to make sure it never happened again, they're now looking to bring more services in-house and partner with a new publisher. Microsoft held its first Xbox Developer Direct for 2025, and there's a few new games on the way. A new Southern Gothic adventure game called South of Midnight is coming this year from developers Compulsion Games, and it looks pretty cool. The main character, Hazel, is traveling a haunted, fictionalized Deep South looking for her mother, all while discovering her new Weaver powers and unraveling doomed creatures. We got to see some more fighting and power mechanics of the games during the Direct, and I can't wait to see more of it. South of Midnight will be releasing on April 8.
Doom the Dark Ages, the prequel to Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal, is out on May 15. It'll be a little bit different from the previous games. Instead of the acrobatic speed of Doom Eternal, Doom the Dark Ages is more about power and a tank-like force. The game is coming pretty soon on May 15.
And finally, Ninja Gaiden is back with Ninja Gaiden 4 and a remake to the second game called Ninja Gaiden 2 Black. So get ready for some stealthy stabs as you move through the shadows. No release date on 4, but it's expected to be a multi-platform launch. You can, however, play the remake of Ninja Gaiden 2 Black right now. There are a couple more games that were revealed in the Direct, so you can check them all out in the link in our show notes.
Here's one for the Switch 2 rumour mill. Thanks to a retailer, there's talk that we may be getting a new Mario game and a Zelda remake. The online shop Newegg is selling Nintendo eShop gift cards as part of the summary. It has a short list of some of Nintendo's upcoming titles, such as Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, Xenoblade Chronicles X Definitive Edition, and so on. But also on the list is a new 3D Mario, a new Mario Kart, and a Legend of Zelda remake / remaster. I mean, it could just be rubbish filler text for the online listing, but people are just clinging onto any tiny thread they can find for dear life at the moment.
I think saying that there will be a new 3D Mario game on the Switch 2 is a given. The Zelda remake or remaster is what I'm interested in. I would love to finally get an Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask remake for the Switch too. Visit sifter.com.au where we can exclusively reveal there'll be a new Pokemon game on Switch too. Obviously.
I think it's also pretty obvious that we have like a new Mario game is going to be coming out. I'd never even thought about it because the Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask games hold up so well now that I've always thought we don't really need a remake or remaster, but I would actually love to have like, to have those two games packaged into one game, just a complete continuation, you know, because it runs so well from one into the other.
I just want to play it on the Switch.
Yes, which you can, you know, you can, right?
I know, but I just want to buy a new version and be happy. Yeah,
that's what we really want.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
First up, we have the adorable roguelite dungeon crawler Cuisina. Basically, picture Hades, but food themed. So if you liked Battle Chef Brigade, this could be a fun twist on that battle monsters and cook meals gameplay hook. That's coming to consoles after already releasing on PC. Pick it up on PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch on the 28th.
One for the PC elites out there, Spider-Man 2 is coming to PC, optimized for even the beefiest of builds. You know what a Spider-Man game is all about. They'll be available to download on the 30th.
And also out on the 30th is the latest in the long-running Sniper series, Sniper Elite Resistance. These games just keep quietly plugging away to what seems like a really dedicated fan base, so they must be doing something right. Grab it on all platforms except for the Switch this Thursday.
Citizen Sleeper 2 Starward Vector, the sequel to the indie sci-fi inspired by dice rolling tabletop RPGs, Journey to the Stars on Friday 31st. Make sure you check out Lightmap for an interview with developer Gareth Damian Martin on the first game and a review on the sequel this week on sifter.com.au. You can pick up Citizen Sleeper 2 on all platforms.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
If you're a fan of video game soundtracks, Gianni and the host of ABC's game show, Mina Shamali, sat down and took a big old look at the best tunes of 2024. It's a massive episode with 21 pieces from 13 different games. It's top 10 with bonus levels. Find it now on the Lightmap podcast feed. Search for Lightmap and Sifter on your favourite podcast player or head to our website for a link. That's sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here. On the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview show, Mina Shamali from ABC Classic Game Show joins me again to look back at 2024 as it sounded in our headphones and on our surround sounds, the best soundtracks from last year.
My own knowledge of what is out there has expanded. We're going into the eighth year of doing the show, and across, you know, the past 7 years, there's a lot to discover, and even revising some things that, you know, when I started, we'd find these soundtracks and then I'd find out more about what went into them. And I fear, in the best way possible, that it'll only get deeper and broader, and I'm here for it.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.